Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the 8th parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Ches Mishnah Gimel and Parak Ches Mishnah Dalet as we continue our discussion of Kilayim, of forbidden mixtures, as it pertains specifically to animals that should not be mating together and that should not be working together. By way of introduction to the next Mishnah, it's important to note that generally speaking, when a person violates a lo sase in the Torah, when a person violates a negative commandment, does an avera in the Torah, he is chayiv malchus. He gets lashes, he gets hit by Beis Din. As the Pasuk describes in Parshas Ki Seitzeh, that if a person is a Rasha, he gets Malchus. Now what's interesting though, is that the next Pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitzeh then says, Arboim Ya'akenu Lo Yosef, that 40 lashes he should get hit, Ve'lo Yosef, Lo Yosef, he can't get any more. We can't add on any additional Malchus, any additional lashes, to a person who violates an Avera in the Torah. To the extent that the Mishnah in the third parak of Makos learns, Bemispar Arboim Yaken, what does it mean that you give him 40 lashes? Says the Mishnah that we give him Samuch La'arboim, we give him close to 40 lashes, which really ends up being 40 minus 1, which is 39. So when we talk about a person violating an Isser in the Torah and being Chayiv Malchus, we are referring to a person who is Chayiv 39 lashes, who receives 39 beatings by the Chachamim. So in our Mishnah, and many other Mishnahs, refers to someone who's Chayiv Malchus, it'll say, Sofei Geshar Boim, because it's not a full 40 that he gets, but he simply gets 39. So it says our Mishnah, Parakhes Mishnah Gimel, Hamanhik Sofei Geshar Boim, that if a person leads an animal, like we learned, there's a lo sase in the Torah of lo sakrosh. You can't allow animals that are different from one another, that are kilayim with one another, to plow together. So says the Mishnah Hamanig, a person who leads two animals that are kilayim with one another and leads them on a wagon and allows them to work together. Sofik is harbam, he is chayiv malchus, he gets 39 lashes. Continues the mission of a hayoshev bekarum, if a person simply sitting in the wagon, he's not actively leading them, he's not actively having them work and move, sofig is harbam, still, says the Tanakama, such a person would still get 39 lashes, would still get malchus. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Poter, Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, that if all you're doing is sitting in the wagon, you're not actively doing anything, you're not actively trying to get them to move, says Rabbi Meir, you are exempt, you would not get Malchus. We don't paskin, as the Bar Tzenura points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, we paskin like the Tanakama, namely, you get Malchus whether you're leading the animals actively or whether you're just sitting in the basket. Finishes off the mission of a hashlishis, she kishur l'ritzuos. If you have a third animal that you add on, so let's say you have a wagon that's being led by two camels, and all of a sudden you add a horse, right? You add a third animal, even though it's majority being pulled by these two camels, still, if you're adding on a horse to the ritzuos, to the string, to the to the wagon, asura, that is prohibited, that is asur, and you would be chayv malchus for that as well. Continuing now with Parak Ches Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, ein kosher neshasos, you can't tie on a horse. Lo litzidideh hakaron v'lo la'achar hakaron, not to the sides of the wagon, not behind the wagon, even though it's primarily being pulled by, let's say, camels, you still can't add on a horse anywhere else along the way. V'lo es haluvdikim, and you can't add on luvdikim, ligamalim, to a wagon that is being driven, that is being led by camels, even though, as the Bar Tanura points out, luvdikim are like these large donkey-type animals that are very similar to camels. They're still considered to be different for the purposes of kilayim. This is similar to how the Masechta began in Parak Aleph of kilayim, where even though the luvdikim are similar to camels, they're still considered to be kilayim, and therefore you can't allow them to lead together and to plow together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanoladim min hasos, any of the offspring, any of the animals that come from a female horse, afal pisha avihen chamor, even if their fathers are donkeys, mutarin zemza, they're mutter with one another, like we said previously. We go by the zera ha'im, we go by the mother. If the mother's the same, then they can be mated together, they can work together. All we care about for the purposes of mating, for the purposes of kilayim, and of working together, is whether they have the same type of mother or not. The same is true if they were offspring, if they were born from a female donkey. Afal pisha vihamzos, even if their father was a horse, mutarm zamza, they're mutter with one another, because again, it all goes by the mother. Aval hanolodim in asos, im hanolodim in achamor. But if you have one animal whose mother was a horse, and another animal whose mother was a donkey, asurim zamza, they are not allowed to be mated with one another, they can't work with one another, because again, their mother was different, types of animal, and for the purposes of kilayim, it all goes by the mother. Quick review, Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel discussed the situation when a person is chayv malchus. We said that both in a situation where you're leading two different types of animals to work together, or in a situation where you're simply on a wagon with two different types of animals leading you, in both cases you would get a malchus, even though the Meir disagreed. We paskin like the Tana Kama. Then the Mishnah said that even if the majority of the weight is being pulled by two out of the same animals, if you add on a third animal that would be kilayim, that would be a problem of kilayim. And then Perakhes Mishnah Dal discussed the fact that if you wanted to tie on, let's say, a horse to the side of a wagon, to the back of a wagon, again, even if it's primarily being pulled by two different animals, you're not allowed to do that. You also can't add a luvdikim, this large donkey-type animal, which is similar to camels. Even though it's similar to camels, they're not camels, and therefore allowing them to work and to plow with camels would not be allowed. And then the Mishnah just finished off by discussing the fact that it all goes by the mother. So if you have two animals that both were from female horses or both from female donkeys, they can work together, they can be mated together, there would be no Isser of Kilayim because their mother was the exact same animal. However, if you have an animal where the mother was a horse one of the animals, the mother was a horse, and the other animal, the mother was a donkey or a camel, that would not work because, again, when for the purposes of Kilayim, all we care about is if the mother was the same. Have a great day.